tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and a little bit warmer. We're up around 57, 58 for a high temperature. I think by Thursday, we're a tad warmer with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy day, chance of a late day shower. Rain becomes likely again by Thursday night into Friday. Also turning windy as this next storm system comes in. Friday's high 58. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Corrections officials say Delisha Sweet and Donna Stewart are charged with promoting prison contraband at the Staten Correctional Facility this weekend. Officials say both were caught bringing drugs into the prison. The Selma City School Superintendent is recommending closing Bird First Class Early Learning Center and Cedar Park Elementary School to save money. The school board is expected to vote on this recommendation next month. And local nonprofits are in desperate need of support this time of year. Officials with the Salvation Army of Montgomery say they have a shortage of bell ringers. They say volunteers are crucial in helping them reach their fundraising goals. For more information on how you can help, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284. 799-1284 or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. This one goes out to the one I love, which is this radio audience. Boy, that's a good-looking sidewalk. Tom Lathan just sent me some stamped concrete work he did up in Wetumpka.
Wow.
Like good looking stamped concrete. I might have to post that on Facebook. Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I got Joey Clark in the studio. Jack Campbell's out. 84 has stopped by.
How are you? Baron?
He is trying to alpha breathe.
Hey, you know, you brought that story up. Are you fixing to...
No, go ahead.
Okay. You brought that story up. This was an old trick of mine back when I used to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, there would be a foul, and I was usually down under the goal. The guy would walk up.
Because you were an NBA caliber power forward.
I was. Yeah. I missed my calling, man.
Who's the hammer?
If it wasn't, if the coach just would have put me in, we would have won state. I guarantee it. But anyhow, I would like walk up with the referee as he's calling the foul, and I'd walk back by the guy that I had just fouled, and I would just nudge him, and I'd say, hey, man, I said, do you breathe in or do you breathe out when you let go of the ball when you shoot your free throw? And they would just kind of look down, and they'd look back up every time they missed their first free throw. Because they would sit there, and you could see in their shot, when the ball got right to the point they were letting go, they were thinking, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? But it worked, man, wonderful.
I love sophisticated trash talk. I personally was never one in high school. I kind of just like being silent and do my job. But we had one kid on our team named Nick Jett. And he just so many times would use brilliant psychology and get penalties on, especially in football. One, for instance, this is, we had to be ninth grade. So I'm playing tight end. He's playing tackle right next to me. He's playing right tackle. And we're playing Tallahassee. So these are some good, you know, well-fed country boys. And Nick kept getting down all four, or in the three-point stance, you know, set before the play. And he'd just look at the guy across from him, this big old, maybe not corn-fed, but fried food-fed defensive tackle, and go, how you doing tonight, big boy? And he kept doing it. And we're like two, three quarters in, and finally he's, you ain't going to hit me. Just blowing kisses. Finally, the guy snaps pre-snap and, like, hits him 15 yards. And then Nick walks by him. And, like, oh, it worked so well. And just little, he had, there's so many examples of that. He was brilliant at getting people mad at him.
I just remember Mark Jackson saying the best way to get under your opponent is to not brush your teeth and then blow in his face. And so he said, I didn't brush my teeth on game day until after the game. He said, and if we played at 10 o'clock at night, we played at 10 o'clock at night. He said, that's when I was really effective.
Well, the trick is to have a theme and just keep coming back to that theme.
Yeah, yeah. Our number 272-9228, 9 minutes after 11 o'clock, Clint.
Hey, good day, guys. Good day.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, is that 84 there today?
That is. All my life. You want to fight about it?
Hey, you found a dead body again yet, recently?
No, not recently.
All right. I listened to the program the other night. Man,
something you need to share here?
Huh? No, this was on Joey's show the other night.
We got talking about nasty houses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. I heard about that.
Yeah, I kind of trumped everybody on the nastiness.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Coleman, you are correct. You know, the Corps of Engineers could build that wall.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need civilian contractors.
Correct.
And the Corps could do it very efficiently and cheaper.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do in life.
Yeah.
That's their purpose.
Well, they already started, too, with this last deployment with the Constantine wire and the berms they built up in between the fencing. That's a good start.
Why can't we just go to trench warfare? Let's just trench it.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, you go to outside of Fort Riley, Kansas. There's a lake called Milford Lake.
Milford Lake?
Milford.
Oh, Milford.
Milford. Milford Lake?
M-I-L-F.
M-I-L-F-R-R-E-D.
Okay. R-E-D.
That's M-I-L. Actually my real first name, Milford.
Milford. It's a,
sounds like Joey's second, got a place.
It's the second largest man-made lake in the U.S.
Okay. That's, I like that.
And the Corps of Engineers.
Large Milford. Yeah, I like artificial lakes.
I hear he's the mayor of Milfridge.
Mm-hmm.
But the Corps built that lake. It's a good-sized lake. So, if they can dig a big leg, they can definitely put up a wall.
So. I agree with you, my friend. I agree with you.
All right, great show today, man. Have a good day.
Thank you, Clint.
I agree. It has been a great show, Joey.
It's been wonderful. Talking about artificial lakes.
The mayor of Milford.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful artificial lakes.
Right, beautiful.
They're like Milfords.
Let me tell you, in China, in that Tiananmen situation, They acted very strongly. Very strong. We don't have that type of leadership. We're not that strong.
He actually said that.
I'm still stunned by the Milford conversation. I'm not sure I can get over it. Let's see here. What do we have? Macron, that's boring.
The Politico story that just broke. Mitch McConnell said he'll bring the bipartisan criminal justice reform that President Trump pushed.
Yes, thank God.
We need it. And thank you for the president backing it. Thank you for all sorts of people on the left and the right backing it. It needs to get done.
Did you just bring out notes?
Show prep, man.
You brought out notes?
Show prep.
Did you really just... Really?
84 came in with note. What's on that sheet of paper?
Brandishing a sheet of paper.
Well, the top says Mexican chip casserole, chicken corn chowder.
That is a grocery list.
Sausage corn chowder. But no, I got polled last night. And these are the questions that were on the poll.
Oh, Mexican corn chowder?
Well, no, that's what I...
That's your grocery list?
That's what I was scribbling, yeah. Actually, this is Wena's grocery list that I stole from her. Got the weirdest poll last night.
All right,
First question. Do you intend on voting in the Republican... Or it may have even said as a normal Republican primary voter, something to that effect.
Okay.
Republican poll, no doubt. It said, in a race for Senate... And then the question started, and this is for U.S. Senate. It says, would you be more or less likely or make no effect if someone had ever, I think it said if they had ever run for Senate. It may have said if someone has served as a politician. Or there may have been three questions.
What's the confusion here? I thought you had it written down.
Well, I was trying to scribble.
What are the notes for?
Because I had to scribble down. Did you hear about the guy that spent $4,000 to make one of those?
In Vermont?
Make one of what?
He couldn't get a building permit, and he had one of those, a $4,000 built. And
$4,000 middle finger?
Yeah, and he had to put up on a telephone pole facing the city hall or whatever.
Anyhow, so second question. If someone had served in the military, would that affect, you know, more likely, less likely, or no effect? Then it got to the last question, and it said, which of these four people would you be willing to vote for? A lieutenant governor, the first choice was a former Marine, a lieutenant governor, a current congressman who had served in the Alabama State Senate and had also run for governor. I'm telling you, that is exactly what it said.
Bradley Byrne?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it said a senator that has served for 16 years. Which would you vote for?
So it's Del Marsh, Bradley Byrne, Will Ainsworth,
and
who's the Marine?
The Marine is, who was that joker, Jonathan McConnell?
Oh, gosh.
It's got to be. There were like, this has got to be a McConnell poll because there were all three individual questions.
They tried to make the others look like career politicians.
That's exactly right. That's why I say I think I wrote it down wrong. I think it said someone who had ever served as a politician.
Jonathan McConnell ruined his chance. He had an opportunity to build a political base, introduce himself to the electorate, run a positive campaign, lose, but spend $1 million building a base.
That's how it works in Alabama.
That's how it works. You spend $1 million, you run around the state, you meet a lot of people, you make a great impression. Your political opponent has no reason to attack you because you're not attacking him, and he had that opportunity.
Just run a get acquainted campaign.
He blew it.
Yeah, I think he went too far, and you just don't attack. And whether you agree with it or like it or not, you don't attack Richard Shelby.
Right.
You don't attack somebody that's got $169 freaking million dollars in a war chest.
Well, no doubt about it. Rich up.
Hey, I personally don't think Shelby's worth a damn because he doesn't communicate with the people of Alabama, nor did he help us finish our outside loop, which... he's just part of the unfinished business of Alabama, and he was a Democrat.
Red Top, let me cut you off for just a second. Is War College still located here in Montgomery, Alabama?
That has more to do with Bill Dickinson getting things going than Richard Shelby, doesn't it?
Bill Dickinson can't weigh in on this subject.
Yeah. You know, I want to make a point about yesterday's show. When your headphones went out, I think it was a great thing, not for you, because I've been in the studio, and being without headphones is like driving in the dark.
Oh, I tried to do about 2 minutes without headphones, and that's why I played the clip and had to go get help. I could not do it.
Baron, the clip you played was worth $1 million. I hope you play it again, because that was one of the best political speeches I've ever heard in my life, and refocused me on what Donald Trump had said and what was going to happen to him.
It showed why it was so important that he ran, and why it was even more important that he won. And more importantly, it puts everything into context that's happening right now.
It sure does. And that was a great reminder, and I appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you. I'll play it again.
Yeah, keep that in the war chest, buddy, because that's just kick-ass. What else can I say? Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, gentlemen.
Certainly. 272-9228 if you want to get in. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your ball,
call on Cole.
Call on Cole. Guy knows plumbing business better than anybody else. I know. He is dynamite. A great human being, too.
Proprietary pipelining technology.
Number one in the number two business.
I know somebody that needs some of that.
What? Proprietary pipelining technology? Is it you?
No, it's not me.
Get in touch with Cole Plumbing when you get the opportunity, guys. They can do just about anything. Just about anything. They do it right the first time. The job is affordable. And let me tell you, just put them in your phone under plumbing. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey,
call on Cole.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure. We are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
David Little's here from Tucker Pecan. Christmas is right around the corner. You better hurry and get your Christmas gifts, and you can do just that down at Tucker Pecan.
That's right. We've got all kinds of great gift ideas. Not only do we have candies and pecans, but we have wonderful jewelry, glass pieces, tumblers. We've got everything you can imagine for your Christmas gift. Think about this. You get a nice, beautiful bowl, handmade bowl at Tucker Pecan. Fill it with candies and pecans. We'll wrap it up. That's the perfect gift. Or if you want to give some jewelry for your Christmas gift, we've got that. Pillows, totes, purses, clothing. We've got all those great ideas at Tucker Pecan. We've got the jams, the jellies for people that like to have great Southern tradition jellies, things like that. Mama's Secrets cookies, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. You just come on down there and we will fix it up and take care of your Christmas gift and make it the best ever. And you can find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany, I did say Tiffany, diamond bezel necklace, white gold, yellow gold, or rose gold, all in 14 karat. $200 gets you two diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's one pair, two earrings. You got it. And, or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold, all at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
After 11 o'clock, my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. I just got a text a little bit ago. I'm going to edit it, but I'm going to read it. It said, I have some jewelry I want to trade in for money. I hear you speak of Heirloom Jewelers. I've never traded in any jewelry before. These are pieces I don't need to keep and would rather just have the money. All right, guys, the question was, do I just show up with the pieces or what? Yes. Yes, he's a gemological genius. If you walk into Heirloom Jewelers with jewelry, he will put his little eye thing on. He'll put it under the little, he'll get the little calipers out. He'll measure it this and that, top, bottom, left, right. He'll score it. And then he'll pull up an app where he shows you all the other diamonds that fit that exact, or very close to characterization. No two diamonds are exactly the same. But you can find two that are, you know, 99.9% identical. And he'll show you what they're going for on the open market. Meaning, if he decided he wanted your diamond in his inventory, he has a place he can go and buy it, and they'll ship it to him. And so, to make up for that reality, he offers you a slight discount from that price. A slight discount from that price. It's slight. I mean, very slight. And he offers you cash right there on the spot. That's how easy it is. Troop Booth, it's that easy. You want to get rid of some stones that you don't need. You want to put some cash in your pocket, trade up to some nicer pieces of jewelry, or just pay down some credit card debt or put a kid through college. You can do that at Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there when you get the chance. He's on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road. He's a great selection, too. Oh, my goodness, a great selection. One-of-a-kind pieces, handmade, homemade pieces that you can get over at Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there when you get a chance. Talk to Troop Booth. You don't deal with any middlemen over there. You just deal with him. It's one reason he's able to offer such fantastic prices. He's not paying anybody else a bunch of money to sit there and talk to you. No, he does it himself. Heirloom Jewelers, it's on Vaughn Road, actually, in a shopping center on Vaughn Road, right across from the Do-Re-Mi Karaoke, the old movie gallery where the old Bruno's was right there. Get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. You're going to love it, I promise. Oh, extended holiday hours, get 10% off. You mentioned you heard it on air. Can't beat that. Nah, can't beat that. 25 after 11. James.
Does Clay really have a job?
I got my work shirt on, James.
It's got his name on it, and it's got a purported place of employment. But I have seen no evidence of that.
Well, you know, today is just such a beautiful day. I just wanted to call and say hello. And but Baron.
But James.
Don't forget, we do tankless water heaters.
You do tankless water heaters. You've mentioned that. And you know what else? I mentioned it last time it got below freezing. I think it's supposed to get below freezing the next couple nights. Or it was maybe tonight. You got to let the water drip a little bit, and you got to take care of those outdoor faucets. Can you give them just a quick rundown on how to take care of the outdoor faucets and make sure the pipes don't freeze?
Please, please disconnect your water hoses and either let the faucets drip or wrap them up.
Yeah, right. You can just wrap them up with a cloth or something.
I'd take an old sock and a couple old socks and wrap them up.
I've wrapped up my faucet in an old sock before.
It's smart policy.
It works. It does not freeze.
It's smart policy.
Well, I was going to ask you. Never mind. Hi, Joey.
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
He's on this program. He's immature and insufferable.
Well, I think Joe is just about the smartest white man on earth.
He might be.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's smarter than most of us.
I agree.
But y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. You have a good day. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Yes, all right, sir. See you, James. I'm also incredibly humble.
Well, you don't...
You know how
you
much
would never
I
guess that as much you as you wear how, the humble
yeah,
award.
You know how much I don't praise myself. It's amazing, and I don't get credit for it.
Yeah, creepy uncle. But what'd you say? I'm like
yeah,
your creepy
I'm
uncle?
Like your creepy just uncle, except sexy. Younger with more sex appeal.
Yeah, humble dude.
Yeah. Incredibly humble.
I like that you kept the mustache.
Frankly. Yeah, I'm rocking it with the soul patch. I'm also learning to play trumpet. I think it just fits.
You get that Chris Cornell thing going on.
Thank you.
Got some hair, salt patch, a little mustache.
Another humble
you gonna
man.
Get you a beret? You would look good in a beret, man.
No, I did try on when I was at Kohl's the other day. It's like a driving, like a derby hat. It looked good. It looked, it looked a little bit like pretentious and fake, but that works.
Goes right with you.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Pretentious and fake?
Yeah.
That's part of not being humble.
Right.
No, he is humble, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He just told us.
He is humble. Wink, wink.
Sure.
I was going to change. I just changed the bumper music selection. I was going to play a different song. I mentioned Chris Cornell. Now I'm going to lead with out with a Chris Cornell classic.
I like it.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, here's the problem. When I do the preparation for this program the night before and the morning of, I've got all these grand plans of going into these really deep stories and doing a lot of cap and gown stuff. I pulled the Macron story because I wanted to get into a little bit about France and leadership of France and where it stands in the global political hierarchy and how important France is to the EU and how any move to distance the EU from being a global superpower involves France. I get 11:30, I pull the story, I think, I don't want to talk about that.
France sucks, man.
I've got this story here about China moving to cut auto tariffs and how it's driving the futures higher.
Yeah.
And that's why the stock market's responding favorably today.
No, and that would be wonderful if China dropped auto tariffs.
They're going to.
That's good.
Well, they're
going
to drop them from 40 to 15 with the goal of doing them down to zero.
And by the way, this is how dishonest some people on the left are. I said some people, not all of the left. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No, they're all dishonest.
But no, this was Vox. And their headline was, if Trump gets China to drop their auto tariffs, it'll benefit other countries' auto sectors, not the U.S. It's like, so you can't win with these people.
Right.
Yeah. And their point is, you know, the Korean auto manufacturers, German, Japanese would do well in China. Yeah. Well, so would the U.S. It's a billion-plus people market.
Yeah. They all need a Ford.
Yeah.
They need a Kia. They need a Hyundai. They need a Ford. They need a Chevy. They need a Honda. They need it all. Infiniti. Ram truck. I'm trying to get Brubaker for
you. I was fixing to say, Dick's fixing to get really mad if you don't mention the Ram
truck.
Can
I ask you a question? This is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I'm behind a Ram truck. I used to rent cars when I would travel because I worked for this company and they would either buy me airfare or rent me a car. And if it was inside of about a 12 or 13 hour drive, I preferred to drive. And I like to drive bigger cars. And since I wasn't paying the freight, I would go to like Enterprise or Hertz or whatever. I'd call around until I found like a full-size pickup truck, and that's what I would drive on my trip, to like my work trip. So I have driven the Chevy Silverado, the Ford F-150, and what I called the Dodge Ram.
Yeah, it's not.
And I've driven them all, and I had preference. I'm not going to state them on air, but I had strong preferences of if I had to buy a truck new and I had the money, which of the three I would buy.
I know which one I would right now.
Well, I don't want to say it on air because none of them are paying me. Anyway, I had strong preferences. I, the other day, get behind what I purport was a Dodge Ram. I believed was a Dodge Ram. I get behind it in traffic, and then I Google it because I want to know more about it. I Google Dodge Ram. No such animal.
Right.
When the hell did Dodge stop making the Ram?
It's just a Ram.
I know, but when did that happen? Dodge doesn't make a pickup truck anymore?
I don't believe so.
Ram became its own company?
Yeah. Its own brand.
When?
I know it happened a few years ago. I know what you mean. I've gone through
it
this
myself.
It
weirded me out.
Well, my dad, he bought, didn't lease, a 16, 17, 18 Ram, the sports track.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's a great
vehicle.
Car.
Incredible car. Especially for like long drives, what he was doing at the time. But I was like, where's the Dodge on it? This is Ram. And apparently, they're their own thing now.
No, I'm telling you, that it was actually cheaper for the people I was doing work for to drive. Because they didn't pay me any more for the actual travel time. But it's usually cheaper to rent a car for, you know, a week than it is to fly somewhere and back.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, if I had to go here or North Carolina or Washington or so, I would rent a car. You know, they would rent me a car.
Well, and I know you're not going to reveal it, but I'll reveal some of my cards in that I wouldn't buy a Chevy. It would be between the F-150 or a Ram truck. I like both of those a lot for certain reasons. I'm not saying the Chevy's bad. It's just
I had a strong preference of the three. I mean, a very strong preference of the three. Having driven all three long distances, comfort, road feel, and all that. I will say this. I'll give the game away.
Okay.
My strong preference was pre-aluminum bed.
Huh?
I had a strong leaning towards the F-150. I've not driven it since the aluminum bed. But let me tell you, in terms of not being able to feel the road, in terms of when you turn, it goes exactly where you want it to go, easy to park, plenty of visibility. I really liked the F-150. I had a great...
Yeah, I like
that. But I heard the aluminum bed screwed the whole ride up.
Huh.
I've not ridden one since, so
they're
I don't
light,
know that's
they're
true.
Real light in the rear end.
Yeah. And part of the whole thing I liked about it was solid as a damn rock going down the road. I mean, if you hit a little bump, you didn't feel it.
Right.
You know, some of those beat you to
death. 375,000 on my preference.
Yeah.
Sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a difference.
And I always have liked them.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Ronnie and whoever else that is, sit tight. I'll dedicate the whole next section to phone calls if you want to call in. 272-9228. So, yeah, I told you you look like Chris Cornell. I play Chris Cornell.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's nice to see some sunshine back in our forecast, at least for a couple of days. Not quite as cool today, with a high temperature up to about 54. That's an improvement. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and a little bit warmer. We're up around 57, 58 for a high temperature. I think by Thursday, we're a tad warmer with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy day. Chance of a late day shower. Rain becomes likely again by Thursday night into Friday, also turning windy as this next storm system comes in. Friday's high 58. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards, always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Attention Krispy Kreme lovers, mark your calendars Wednesday, December 12th for Krispy Kreme's Day of the Dozens. Krispy Kreme will be offering a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. The Day of the Dozens this Wednesday, December 12th at Krispy Kreme.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spyder, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Kurt, Trimex, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be a Togga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from a Togga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch. .net.
Get boogie down, down on home ground. The boogie down, down on home ground. The boogie down, down on home ground. The boogie down.
A lot of information about this Dodge Transition. More than I ever thought I would. Happened a few years ago. I didn't know that. I didn't mean to bring all that up, but it happened. 22 minutes to the top of the hour here. We'll head back to the phones in mere moments. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week, Rigatoni Bolognese. I had it yesterday. The sauce is meaty. The pasta's cooked perfectly. The salinity is flawless. I added a few roasted red pepper flakes because that's what I do to Italian dishes. I can't help it. I like my food spicy. George likes his chicken spicy. That's a Seinfeld reference. Anyway, get my Midtown
Not
pizza.
Your George. The George from Seinfeld.
You know what? My George likes spicy food. He likes spicy potato. I eat hot, but we'll pause the Midtown commercial for a moment. I eat spicy potato chips. It's one of my favorite. Spicy potato chips and spicy peanuts. Like, if I'm driving on the road, some nice Tabasco peanuts are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or a bag of jalapeno potato chips or even habanero potato chips. Some habanero chips are a little too hot.
Don't like the jalapeno. It's got a funky wang to it.
It's got
it.
A kind of a grassy wang.
Yes, it's like imitation jalapeno.
Well, let me tell you. I like the spicy chip, and my George likes the spicy chip as well, my two-year-old. He just likes chips. He just, you know, and I eat spicy chips, so he thinks they're spicy. But
Midtown.
Back to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The rigatoni bolognese this week is to die for. It really, truly is to die for. It is a dynamite dish. I went with the buttery one yesterday. He had a salad. The salads are fresh. They're crisp. They're cold. You can get some chicken put on there if you want a little added protein to it. The dressings are handmade, homemade right there in the place. They have award-winning pizzas. They've got great pasta selection, desserts, appetizers. Just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. The High Point Shopping Center up in Prattville or the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Ronnie?
How we doing this morning, fellas?
How are you, good,
hey,
sir?
Ronnie.
Look here. I wake up sometime early in the morning, and I watched Johnny Carson, old reruns. And his name was some Vidal from back in the day.
Gore Vidal?
Yeah, he was on Johnny Carson show. Right. And he says, whenever you hear the government talking about Russia, hold on to your pocketbooks.
Nothing's changed.
And that's what happened from, I guess, 1970s or early 80s to now. He said, whenever the government talking about Russia, hold on to your pocketbook.
How about that?
But anyway, I had a brand-new Ford truck in 2004. Bought it brand-new. Had the Nerf bars on the side. Had it fixed up. I blew my knee out. I had to go to rehab. I was inside doing my rehab, and some 92-year-old man come up there, and you know where your handicap parking is. They got, you know, those blue bars for van access.
Yeah.
Well, he drives his old Cadillac right up on them blue bars and comes down the whole side of that Ford truck on the driver's side.
Mm.
But anyway, that's a good driving truck. Now, I loved it. But we because my knee was messed up, I had a truck, so he did have insurance, and they give me a brand-new Dodge truck. His insurance did from a rental company to drive. And that was a nice truck, man. He was loaded more than mine was, and it was a good driving truck. So
okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Ronnie.
Bye.
I like Ronnie. I miss old Ronnie. He used to call more than he does.
Yeah, but he's in the last week or so.
He's livened back up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's livened back up a little bit. Where's that from? Rasmussen? It's not really matter. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Again, something we covered on this program last week or yesterday. I can't remember if it was last week or yesterday. It dawned on me, if the Democrats won't help him build the wall, why is Donald Trump not just making the military build the wall? Apparently, the Donald listens to News and Views.
Well, Baron, who listens?
Donald Trump and everybody else.
Yeah, Donald Trump's everybody.
Because he he is now saying if they don't give him a legislative solution to building the wall, he'll just have the military do it. That's what I said. If it's only going to cost, you know, $20 billion to knock it out, I mean, my goodness.
That's chump change for the military.
We got 700 and something billion dollars. I think we had a $20 billion increase just year over year. You know, just go ahead and build it. Go ahead and build it. That's what I said. You know, but I'm a practical man. I'm a practical man. Something else that's making the news the last couple of days that we talked about. Man, it had to be a week ago we talked about it. Remember the FBI raid on Nate Kane, the protected FBI whistleblower on the Clinton Foundation?
I'm still perplexed by that.
Well,
how
do
you
Nate
raid
Kane.
A dadgum whistleblower?
So is Nate Kane perplexed by it. He put on Twitter today, so I blow the whistle on the FBI, get raided by the same FBI, and now they want to keep the FBI's reasons secret. Do we now live in a secret police state? Feels a little like 1984. He came forward to the Inspector General with information about the FBI cover-up of the Clinton investigation and the Clinton Foundation. The Inspector General gave him federal whistleblower protection. He confirmed his anonymity. And then he passed on the documentary evidence to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. I will go out and tell you guys, that is the worst committee in the entire Congress. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. It's neither select nor intelligent. And now the Department of Justice and the FBI are raiding this guy's house, Nate Kane. And they filed a motion to try to keep everything under seal. Chuck Grassley, my favorite senator, is absolutely going bananas. And I don't know. We're going to keep an eye on it.
And see, I just foolishly, I guess, I thought that was the whole purpose of coming up with this protected whistleblower status.
So you don't get raided by the FBI?
Something like this does not happen. Yeah. The people you're blowing the whistle on cannot come in and destroy evidence that you have being the reason you blew the whistle to begin with.
But.
There's always a big old but.
This Clinton story, the cover-up of the Clinton investigation, the Clinton Foundation investigation, the Clinton email investigation, the whole cover-up was absolutely so brazen. So brazen. You know, Comey said the other day in his testimony, we never actually surveilled the Trump campaign. No, but you had FISA warrants on people in the Trump campaign. You had 4 different Trump campaign employees under investigation and under surveillance. So, come on.
You had informants talking to Trump campaign.
Right, and you had moles built into the campaign.
Yeah.
This has all been acknowledged as fact. And so, yeah, for all practical purposes, the campaign was under surveillance. They have to keep that quiet. I mean, the implication, if they don't raid the whistleblower, the implication is that it eventually gets out. The entire Clinton cover-up, the entire investigation of the Trump campaign, was the weaponization of our nation's military and intelligence infrastructure for the purpose of controlling who wins the presidency. In other words, you voters don't have a choice.
Yeah, and it's interesting, that clip that you played yesterday, that Trump clip, That's what he names specifically in it is the Clinton Foundation and the crookedness and the corruption within the Clinton Foundation itself. Yeah. And then this is what this cat's.
Do you remember when he said during the second debate, he says, I didn't want to say this. I didn't know I was going to go here. But when I win, I'm going to name a special counsel to investigate the Clinton Foundation and to investigate your missing emails. Because what you've done is so brazen, so over the top, so illegal, we've got to get to the bottom of it. I think he's done that. I think he followed up with his campaign promise. He's always followed up with all his campaign promises. The Donald.
Because you'd be in jail.
I want to
steal one of the greatest lines of all time.
I want a button that says, because you'd be in jail. Instead, I get buttons like this.
Do it live!
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark in 84 in the studio. Jack will be back tomorrow. Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is without a doubt
a proprietor of the top tier. You know, we only do top tier advertisers here. You go to some of these other stations, some of these other shows, and they have less than top tier advertisers.
Y'all do a good job of vetting the people that advertise with y'all.
If you really do. If you hear us endorse somebody on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, use them without mental reservation. You can use them. Like, you go to Eastbrook Flea Market, I'm telling you, when I tell you it's 60,000 square feet of excitement and fun, that's what it is. When I tell you they have 200 vendors and they got everything you could possibly ever think of, that's what they have. And when I tell you it's a Christmas shopping paradise destination for those hard-to-shop-for people, or if you're just a bad Christmas gift buyer, that's what I mean. Go by there, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, perfect time of the year to go by. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. When you get in there, knock on Miss Dot's door. You'll see it. It says Dot on it. And tell her how you doing. She'll know what you're talking about. Get a snack in there. You can even hang out on the rocking chairs and just watch the world go by. It's a great, great place. Great, great place. Miss Dot, Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall. There's not much more I can say about it. It's like perfection in a store.
And they have cast iron cookware.
Ladies,
they have cast iron cookware.
Keep your man at full attention with your cast iron cookware. I want to bring up a story I saw on the AL.com yesterday. It was after I got off air that I saw it up there, so I didn't have a chance to mention it yesterday. But the headline is, "What Ivy Learned from Bentley, Say Nothing." It's Kyle Whitmire. Kyle's a decent enough guy, I guess. He's a journalist. He should stick to journalism and not opinion work. It's very confusing to me. Most major newspapers have opinion writers, and they have journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And their opinion writers are free to talk bad about people. They're free to talk good about people. You know, they may hate Trump. They may love Trump. They may hate a particular bill or a particular issue. They may love it. They may be pro-choice. They may be anti-abortion or whatever. But they're opinion writers, so they can have opinions, and it doesn't affect the paper's news coverage.
Right. Because you know what you're getting. You know it's going to be an opinion piece.
But it's very confusing to me when Kyle Whitmire writes an opinion column bashing Kay Ivey, and then the next day has to write a hard news piece covering Kay Ivey. Where do you think he's coming from when he covers Kay Ivey? Not a sympathetic point of view. So that's point one I would make, that it's very awkward, AL.com, what they've created, where your opinion writers are your hard news writers. AL Reporter does the same thing. If Josh Moon covers a Republican, he does it from the perspective that he thinks the Republican's an idiot. He thinks the Republican's evil. He thinks the Republican's racist and homophobic and a xenophobe and a jingoist and everything else. And so then when you read a hard news piece written by Josh Moon, it's hard to take it seriously because he's so over the top in his opinion, which is fine. That's what opinion pieces are supposed to be, over the top. But when you're also a hard news reporter and you go over the top, it's hard to dial it back and then convince people you're being honest when you write hard news. So that's problem one here is Kyle Whitmire is writing an opinion piece thrashing Ivy and, for some unknown, inexplicable reason, trying to rewrite history on Robert Bentley. And that's the part of this piece that bothers me. I'm going to read you a couple of sentences from this piece.
All right.
It's fiction. Says there's a popular misconception that Robert Bentley was forced from office because he had some sort of icky relationship with his senior political advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. You've seen it on national news. You saw it online. Heck, I've written as much more than once. Those are the first two sentences. I'm telling you, he's going to go on to say that that's not true. That's not why he was removed from office. Had nothing to do with his icky relationship with his senior, whatever, however he worded it. I'm old school. If I make a mistake, I don't necessarily brag about it. I might acknowledge it, but I don't necessarily brag about it. But here's what he goes on to say. He says that wasn't everything behind his ouster. He didn't get pushed out only because of some sort of affair. I will remind everybody, affair was never really proven. Not any reasonable certainty that I would be writing about in the newspaper.
They're just tickling each other a little bit.
And we said to move that table next time.
He said, rather, Bentley got pushed out because he tried to raise taxes. Now, that's a point we've made on this program several times, and it's accurate. That's why he got pushed out.
More precisely, he tried to raise taxes a week after he was reelected on a No New Taxes pledge.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
But here's where it gets to just total fiction. He says, that year, the year Bentley ran for election, Alabama had a hole in its general fund budget of somewhere between $150 and $250 million. I wrote about it. Lawmakers shouted about it. Many others did, too. The only person who didn't talk about that gap in the summer of 2014 was Bentley. And the whole premise of this piece is that Bentley didn't say anything about the budget deficit on purpose. And he never said anything, and he didn't debate anybody, and he didn't. That's the whole premise of this piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I did what Kyle Whitmire didn't bother to do. I called someone who would know. And I said, how many sit-down interviews did Robert Bentley do with reporters during the campaign of 2014? No holds barred interviewed where they could ask anything they wanted. Not like a sit-down interview where it's one particular time. I'm talking about a wide-ranging sit-down interview in the office, on the campaign plane, at an event, in a television studio. How many wide-ranging, no holds barred, no rules interviews did Robert Bentley give during the 2014 campaign? Because apparently everybody else in the state was acknowledging there was a budget deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the new fiction that Kyle Whitmire is writing is that Bentley somehow would refuse to address it. The answer I got was dozens of wide-ranging interviews with dozens of reporters from different outlets, or several reporters from different outlets. I don't know if dozens is right. I think 15 was the number I was given, 15 different reporters. Dozens of interviews, wide-ranging. And here's why I bring it up. Not just because AL.com's dishonest, they are. I don't think Kyle Whitmire is purposely dishonest. I think his editor should have caught that and said, wait a minute. Was he running from people, or did you dumbasses not ask about it? He says, the closest anybody seems to have come to pinning her down, he's talking about Kay Ivey, on the issue. Well, he's trying to act like Kay Ivey's avoidance of the issue is the same as Robert Bentley's avoidance of the issue.
So she'll be kicked out just like Bentley was?
They're trying to basically say she's just Bentley 2.0. But here's my point. AL.com editor should have caught this. Kyle Whitmire is a victim, I think, of his own groupthink. Just because you guys are the most politically unintuitive press in the country, the most uncurious press anywhere, and that the AL.com's Capitol Press Corps is little more than a transcription service and a reprinting of press release service. Just because that, I mean, I'm on the press releases too. I get all the press releases from Shelby and Mo Brooks and Bradley Byrne and all these other, I get all their press releases. Steve Marshall, Kay Ivey. And then, so I get the press releases one day and I read the newspaper the next. And guess what? I've already read it. You guys are nothing more than a transcription service. That's it. Just because you guys didn't ask Bentley, oh, by the way.